What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Social Anxiety Remedy Podcast. If you're new here, wanted to introduce myself. My name is Parker Dunham. I help people overcome social anxiety by first releasing the negative things that are in their subconscious, the traumas and the events that are still holding them down, and then really becoming this new character that we can create for ourselves, one with, you know, confidence and a new set of social skills, and really become the person that you know you should be if anxiety wasn't a part of your life. So for the returning podcast people, welcome. Really quick, let's go over kind of a recap, you know, our five real key steps if you're new here, that we always touch on. And, you know, first is our EFT tapping. Second is our subconscious release. Third, like I talked about, is our becoming of the new character. Fourth is our meditation. And then five is our exposure therapy. Now, if you have any questions about any of those, definitely check back on the other podcast where we go in depth with really everything. One of the things that a lot of people are kind of put off with when I say, you know, the fifth step of exposure therapy is, you know, they've tried it before, but unfortunately it just doesn't work for them. Definitely check out the exposure therapy podcast and it will show you how differently we do things here. So, yeah, guys, I went to the Kanye West Sunday service this past weekend, and I just had so many interesting things go on that I really had to share that with you as soon as I possibly could, because there's really a lot of changes that are going to be going on around here. So really quick, you know, I live in Orange County, so LA is where I was at. I was at the Hollywood Bowl, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour drive with traffic up there. So went there on Sunday, got there around 4. I think that's when it was actually supposed to start. And then he didn't actually start it until 6, which made a lot of people pretty upset. There was definitely some strife going on. I mean, I went with a bunch of friends. We got the tickets for free, so it wasn't something that we could really complain about. But Sunday service, it started, choir walks out. There's like hundreds of them, you know, the music's amazing. And they start doing the play. So it's a whole biblical play, basically. I'm sure you guys have seen some of the, you know, media coverage on it. I feel like it's been everywhere lately. And they start doing their play, their skits and whatnot. And everybody's like, what's going on? What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. And Kanye starts narrating in the script from, you know, backstage and just starts reading off scripture. And, you know, reads off the scripture and they're doing the play and everybody's just waiting for him to come out. You know, there's a post on Twitter that there was like him and Chance the Rapper that, were both there, and everyone's like, oh, he's going to come out with Chance. They're going to play blah, 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 blah. And an hour went by and he still didn't come out. He was reading the scripture backstage, and everyone was just starting to get pretty antsy, and people were starting to get pissed actually. And another hour went by, and then it ended, and Kanye never even touched the stage. And that pissed a lot of people off. I, you know, halfway through, a lot of people actually started walking out. And, you know, it's kind of funny just watching people do that. But after me and my friends kind of got together and we're walking out, we're like, what was the reason for that? You know, like, why did Kanye really even put that out? Why didn't even go on stage? And all that I could really come up with in my head was that it was just symbolizing something, and it was just symbolizing how this was all for the praise of God and not for Kanye himself. Now, whatever you believe in, whether you believe in a God of some sort or not, you know, I choose to believe in a God, but maybe a different way than traditional thinking. Whatever you believe in, it still kind of remains the same fact that that's the reason he was doing it. And so I kind of really had a realization there of why I was even doing this podcast in the first place. That's really what I started thinking about. And it was just so easy to see that the reason I started doing this in the first place, and I've said it before, was just to be able to get this information out to as many people as I possibly could that was struggling with social anxiety. You know, as many people, just for them to finally see that there was actually alternative routes to, you know, the usual talk therapy or the usual, you know, prescription drugs, and that, you know, this wasn't a life sentence, and there's different ways and step-by-step formulas for them to actually complete that would help them, you know, get rid of their social anxiety. So as I kind of started to notice that in my own life, I just kept getting more and more frustrated in myself, and frustrated in the fact that I just couldn't do the podcast as I would have liked to do it, you know, as I would have liked to put as much information as I possibly could out there every single day. You know, I don't have that much time anymore. You know, I'm working on this constantly every single day on myself, you know, not only with other people, with myself, as well as other people in person every single day. And I just don't have the time for it anymore. And, you know, working with me isn't cheap. It's just not. And the reason I put this podcast out was to be able to get the information to people so that they could just have that spark and just recognize and just have that kind of, you know, confidence and just start to see the way that things could possibly be. And like I said, that this isn't a life sentence. So I just been beating myself up for the past few days, and I just didn't know what to do. I was just so upset with myself, because I know with just this burning passion that this is the reason that I was put on this earth, to be able to do this. This is the reason that I was put here to live. This is my purpose. And when I'm not able to be able to, you know, put this information in front of you guys as much as I could, it just makes me feel awful. I'm so grateful that this podcast has been getting so many listeners in such a short period of time without me putting as much content as I possibly could. And I'm just starting to recognize that that's what I want to do. So what I've been doing for the past week is I've been finding a way for me to actually change that and give myself more time to actually speak on this type of topics on the podcast as well as the Facebook group. You know, I've been neglecting you guys like crazy. Just neglecting the podcast like crazy. And I talk about this all the time, how, you know, the ways to really accomplishing things, especially within social anxiety, is repetition and gradually doing things. And it's something that I've implemented in my own life with, you know, overcoming my own social anxiety, but I neglected the rules within my own business with this. And I thought I was just going to be able to come in and immediately, you know, go ahead and start this podcast and putting out information every single day. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work like that. And my time is just very limited. So what I decided to do was actually open up my my website to the general public within the podcast, within the Facebook group, so that you guys could get as much more, you know, resources as you possibly could, as well as just giving my time out, like I said. There's going to be links in the description below of all of the website pages and whatnot. It'll be in the Facebook group as well, just all scattered around. And what you can actually do there is see some of the more in-depth information, a few blogs on there, as well as really schedule a free one-on-one consultation with me, where we'll be able to really first dissect exactly what it is that really led you to having this social anxiety and really diagnose it to a stern point. And then what we'll be able to do is pinpoint the exact things that you need to implement starting right now in order for you to overcome your social anxiety. So like I said, the links will be everywhere. But I found out that that would be the best way that I could possibly do this, instead of doing, you know, my coaching with in person that I like to do. Now I'll actually be able to be online like that, and it just make it so much easier. And I have so much more time to start doing these podcasts so much more often, and even more media in the future, probably something like YouTube or something like that. And because that's what gets the people the information. You know, I feel awful. I feel absolutely awful when I have so many people messaging me all the time and asking me for help and asking me for things that they can possibly do. And I just don't have the time to really even give them that help that they've been asking for. Because, you know, this is different than anything that people are doing right now. This is something that people just aren't talking about. They don't have this information out right now that I have struggled to find for years and years growing up. You know, I've just, I can't tell you how many times I've failed and had to, you know, get back up again and work and then fail again and get back up and work, and the hours and years of learning and finally finding a step-by-step system that actually works, for people that, you know, I help on a daily basis, and then it helps for me every single day. And it's just, it's my purpose on this earth. And I finally know that. And I finally understand the importance of this podcast because of the fact that it can get and it can reach so many people, just because people aren't talking about this. And it's such a huge problem. So wanted to put that video out, kind of random, but it's crazy the things that you kind of go through in your daily life, especially after overcoming your social anxiety and the really like the, I don't know, what is the mind fucks that you kind of start to have, and start to learn. And it came from Kanye this time. So this week I've just been grinding out and being able to get this website up for you guys. So links everywhere in the description. You guys definitely join the Facebook group. We're really going to be emphasizing this, and I'm so excited to be able to start putting out podcasts and content like this so much more frequently. And, you know, it's what I love to do. And so I hope you guys can stick around this next week. I already have so much more planned just for audio and whatnot on here. So, guys, I'll see you next time. Peace.